Hello, I'm Glenn Parkinson. I've served as a pastor in the Presbyterian Church in America for well over 40 years, and I'll be providing an overview of the Westminster Confession of Faith. Now, I want to stress that this will just be an overview, because the Westminster Confession consists of 33 chapters, each containing a number of precise theological statements. And this series of videos only has 13 segments. Think of it this way. You could spend a lifetime in the Grand Canyon, examining every part of it, close up and in detail. Or you could take in the wonder from the air to get a sense of all that it has to offer and get an idea of its overall shape and layout. This class will be a high-level overview of the Westminster Confession to see what it has to offer and to get an idea of its overall shape, what we call its system of doctrine. For each study, we'll list topics covered in one or more chapters. We won't explore these topics in detail, just list them so you can see what the confession does and doesn't deal with. In each section that we look at, we'll identify and examine one or two major themes. These glorious themes will give us a sense of that system of doctrine which the confession outlines. And we'll close each study with suggested applications of these themes to the Christian life. I won't assume that you have any prior knowledge of the confession. I'm not going to be arguing points of doctrine against other perspectives. I may mention other perspectives in passing, but only in order to explain what the confession teaches and what churches that adopt this confession believe. This should prove helpful to anyone thinking of joining a Reformed church, or members of churches that uphold this confession who want to better understand what their church teaches, and of course, to those who are interested in church leadership positions which require an affirmation of these doctrines. Good biblical theology engages our mind and heart to think God's thoughts after Him. Hopefully, your study will raise important questions. I encourage you to write them down and review them with a spiritual leader who understands the confession well. If you're interested in a bird's eye view of the Westminster Confession, then I'll see you in the study. Till then, God bless.